At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh.
On.
Three idiots.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
Arnold, I'll do it live. No, get back from the board. No, you're slightly hungover. It was Thirsty Thursday at Belmont.
Wait. I thought Arnold got fired. I thought we hired Chet.
Who said this?
Chet Holmgren. I thought he was going to be our new intern.
Arnold, get back, man. I'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's, I don't know the what's, and I'm not in the studio right now. I'm somewhere else, and boys, I'm not going to reconnect, even if you ask me to.
Eddie stumbled on his words. That sucks. He lost his perfect game already. Y'all, it is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville, Tennessee, with Baser, my wife. She is a woman. Man, is she a beautiful woman. She has curves in all the right places. Boys, let's talk sports. More of that, less lifestyle.
Go ahead, Lunch.
It's never going to happen for Gonzaga.
Oh, that's the title. I'm going to title the
podcast. I headlined that this morning at the printing press.
Well, no, coach. Of course it's not going to happen because they're gone.
No, I said it's never going to happen for Gonzaga.
What does that mean?
They're not going to win a national title, guys. They don't. They're not athletic enough.
They've already won one.
Really? When?
Didn't they win one like 2 years ago?
No.
Oh.
They have never won a national title, and I don't think they ever will. Last year in the national championship game against Baylor, they were by far unathletic compared to Baylor. Like, you watch Baylor, you're like, wow, how athletic. They look like Gonzaga was walking in quicksand. And then last night against Arkansas looked more athletic, but they also let Arkansas beat the crap out of Gonzaga. And if they call, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like they let them be more physical.
That's good, though. It's a good watch.
No, it's a good watch. If you let Gonzaga run up and down the floor, I think Gonzaga wins that game. But letting Arkansas bump up against them and be a little more physical, it ruined Gonzaga, but I just think Gonzaga, athletically, they don't recruit athletically the same as all these other schools, and that you can see it in the tournament, and Arkansas was more athletic. Baylor was last year in the national championship, and I don't know if Gonzaga is ever going to get it done.
And also watching that team, were all these experts that said they were the number one of the number one, that team ain't even a top 16, they were the top of the top.
Well, I don't know what you mean they're not top 16, but they're absolutely top. They were top of the top. They're really freaking good.
But it's just like when we now got to see, that was actually the first entire Gonzaga game I watched. I watched half of another one. But seeing
that's
them,
problematic, coach.
They're not even top 8. I mean, they're top 4. There is 4 badass teams out there, and Gonzaga was number 101. And all the people filling out their brackets were like, oh, Gonzaga, they're number 101. Why not pick them?
I mean, you guys are ridiculous. They're so, so good. They are really good. But what happens in this tournament? Everyone tries their extreme best to knock out these number ones. And Arkansas did it. It was amazing. It was great. Man, Lunch, you tweeted about this Holmgren guy. Like, dude, that guy is amazing. He is a hell of a basketball player. His moves are, for a 7-foot dude or however tall he is, are really, really good. If you were that tall, there's no way in hell you would be able to move like that.
I didn't tweet anything about him. That would have been.
Yeah, you said that he would work it like if he was 1 foot shorter, he would work at GameStop or something. Coach,
and
he
did
can
you see
shoot.
Did you see who signed that tweet? Sizzin.
Oh, that wasn't you?
No.
You need a better producer, dude. You read that wrong.
Yeah, you need to get
Ray,
your eyes
you're
checked.
An idiot.
No, Ray, that was a hilarious tweet because here's the thing. Chet Holmgren, he doesn't move that smoothly. He looks, and maybe he will more in the NBA.
I mean, he is going to the NBA.
He's going to the NBA.
Absolutely.
Like, that is shocking.
And my whole thing is, I don't think, maybe because the college game is a little more clogged in the lane, there's no 3 seconds, so it's not as spread out. So maybe in the NBA, his movement will look better and he'll flow better in the game. But in the college game, I'm like, he doesn't look like he moves that well. And my buddy was like, dude, he's just like Durant. I'm like, Durant is so much more smooth than Chet Holmgren.
He's a real
he's also 10 years older than him.
No, he's talking about when he was coming out of college. I said, no, Durant, when I watched Durant play college, I was like, that dude is just so smooth and elegant. It's like a ballerina on the basketball floor. Chet Holmgren does not look like that. He looks
Who's
like
taller? I would say Chet's taller than Durant.
I think they're both 7 foot, or maybe Durant's, I mean.
Why it matter, though?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, the fact that he's so tall and can move like that is what makes him really good. I mean, he's not big.
Okay, Durant's only 6'10". Let's see, Chet Holmgren.
Chet's like 7'2".
Yeah, exactly, Coach. I mean, that's a lot different.
It's
a lot different. I mean, to be able to move like that at that height, I mean, Coach, it looks like his legs are going to break at any moment. So imagine all that weight on those skinny little legs.
I think there's a lot of weight. I think he weighs about 150 pounds.
Well, and also, Eddie, you're all over the place with your point. Yao Ming is 7'6", significantly taller than Chet. You're acting like Chet is Yao Ming.
Yao Ming couldn't move like Chet.
I know that, but you're thinking like we're explaining Chet like he's Yao Ming. He's a Durant, but he's a poor man's Durant. He's not a super tall, the tallest player in the NBA. He's not
Guys,
Taco.
He's 7 feet tall. Durant is 6'10". That's a big difference.
Okay.
How do you not think that 2 inches is a big difference?
Well, first of all,
moving the way he does.
Here's the reason that your point doesn't matter at all, because there's not a big man position in the NBA. There's no longer a big man position.
But no, that's what I'm saying.
You're the same person. You're the same guy that came in and said Cockburn was amazing, and he is the worst center I've ever seen play at college basketball.
Idiot. I was being funny because his name's Cock. I mean, he's a good player. I just like saying Cock a lot.
Okay, let's compare
podcast.
Let's quit comparing him to Durant. We'll compare him to Dirk, because Dirk Nowitzki was 7 feet tall. Do you tell me he moves like Dirk? There ain't no damn way he moves like Dirk.
I mean, we're going to wait and see.
And he might. His game might look better in the NBA because it's more
overseas.
Open.
It looked really good in Jerusalem.
I mean, how did Taco Fall do in the NBA?
He could not move like Chet Holmgren.
And then poor Chet. I will say I feel bad for Chet because the last two fouls they called on him were bullshit.
Whoa,
Coach, come on.
I mean, they were absolute crap
fouls.
We
know Nance and all the boys all agreed. And then they go, hey, Gene, why don't you come over here and get on your knees? Do you agree too? Gene's like, oh, yes, he went straight up. I've never seen it straighter. Well, Gene, yeah, it's a foul call. It happens like that, bang, bang.
I mean, I really felt bad because he really looked at us like, what? I mean, you tell me to put my arm straight in the air, and that's what I did, and the guy jumped into my chest. What do you want me to do? And I felt bad for him, but yes, I look at Chet, and I'm like, that dude is a top pick in the NBA. That is mind-blowing to me.
Mm-hmm. It's bad. But
I don't know how they're going to use him. I really don't know how they're going to use him because he's not big.
I know, but you're acting like he's the globetrotter out there dribbling and everything.
Coach.
He's Durant. He's Nowitzki. He's Dirt.
How amazing was it when we saw Zion Williamson for the first time? Oh, my gosh. A 300-pound tall dude who can move like
jump.
A point guard.
Yeah, you see, Zion could move. He moves better than Chet.
No, I understand. Different body type, though. What I'm saying is Chet is like a giraffe that can move really fast.
Really fast. I mean, he was a flash of lightning. They were in front of him all night. That Williams got under
Well, they were
him.
Ready for him, obviously,
well,
Coach.
Then he's not that fast. You act like he was blowing past people.
You watched one game, and you're I watched Gonzaga. I watched the last two of their season games, their tournament, and this. And you can just see that this kid is not an average 7-footer. He actually has basketball ability. With a lot of these 7-footers, yeah, they're big, but they're not good. They don't know the game. They don't know how to post up. They don't know how to do hook shots. They don't know how to draw fouls.
They don't know how to shoot the three.
They don't know how to shoot the three. This dude can shoot the three.
Right. And like
Williams.
I said, but Williams is only, Zion Williamson is only 6'6". So it's not, I'd like
Williams. But, I mean, Eddie is saying, like, hands and feet above the competition on the floor. I mean, Williams is a big man for Arkansas. He was shooting the three just fine, too.
Jalen Williams, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see exactly where all this skill
set
is.
Jalen Williams is not that tall. Oh, my. You're missing the point. This is a seven-footer that can play like a dude that's 6'9". It's different.
And I think maybe in the NBA his game will look different because I said it's more wide open. But when I watch him in college, I'm like, this dude – looks like Sean Bradley. He looks like he's moving in slow motion. He's not very fast. And defensively, he ain't going to be able to stay in front of people in the NBA.
You and Eddie are explaining two different people, dude.
No, well, not tiny, but I don't think he's quick enough to stay in front of people in the NBA.
We witnessed greatness last night, according to Eddie. That dude's terrible. He's just lucky.
No, we didn't witness greatness. I mean,
that's why I tweeted what I did. His skills are fine. He's good. That's why he's going to the NBA. He's going to go play in the NBA.
Coach,
he'll
you
put up
watched the one game where they played terrible. I mean, Gonzaga could not get it together. That's why Arkansas beat them. I mean, Arkansas played extremely hard for two halves. Kicked the shit out of them.
I wouldn't say they kicked the shit out of them. They beat them by four.
I mean, it was a couple Jalen Williams missed on the front and front to be a real close.
Man.
I was like, here we go. Arkansas's about to fold it all out.
If it wasn't for that crazy 3-point shot, it would have been a 7-point spread.
Right. And before that, though, Jalen Williams missed the front end of the 1-1. I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
Gonzaga's going to come down and drain a 3, and it's a 1-point game.
But that's another thing. You got to think there's so much pressure on these freaking free throws. All these teams are missing clutch free throws. And I'm yelling at the TV going, guys, what? These are gimmies. Your gimmies.
What about Drew Mustache? He missed that layup right there at the end.
I know.
Oh, Drew Mustache, where's your little mustache? Put it in the hoop. Drew, he missed it.
Mustache flutter arms.
Oh, my
God. He did the hook and had a wide open one. And I don't know how he missed shot that.
How did he miss it? I was like, oh. I could not believe Drew Mustache did that. I was like, Mustache Mania is over. I mean, Minshew Mania lasted for a while. That up and left. And Mustache Mania in Gonzaga is gone. I could not believe it. It was just like, wow, this is ridiculous.
Now, can Arkansas beat Duke?
Well, see, here, yes, and you speak about clutch free throws. Duke are mostly freshmen. And they went to the line the last minute and a half or 2 minutes, whatever, and they drained every single free throw. The pressure on Duke, I think, is more pressure than any team in the tournament because, A, they're young. B, it's Coach K's last tournament, the quote-unquote one of the greatest coaches of all time. So you, as a 19-year-old, all of you have to realize that all that pressure is on your shoulders.
True.
That's a lot of pressure for Duke.
And also, can we stop with the shot of Coach K entering the arena with his wife?
My God.
And he looks like it looks like he's about to cut the reporter with a knife. I'm like, guys.
They can literally run the same one, and you would be like, oh, yeah, that's from this morning. For
and
sure.
She looks equally as pissed off. He
looks like the most unfriendly human ever.
Well, maybe that's just his thing. He's a... What is it
crouchy
called?
Crouchety old man.
He's a method actor, so he's got to get in the zone. Maybe in
the zone.
When he's on the table, part of the panel, he's going to be Mr. Laugh Factory. I have no idea. But right now, he looks like he's ready to murder somebody.
I mean,
I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Are the girls? Who are the – are those granddaughters or are they daughters?
Maybe his daughters.
Grandkids, kids, because they all came out for his final game at Duke. And there was a whole set of 15 of them. They said it's like triple grandkids,
mistress.
Foster kids. Okay, Coach.
Really, Coach?
I don't know.
Made that up, Coach.
Hey, but I do know that they beat Tech, and Eddie shows up in a Duke hat today. Look at his hat. Little Duke hat. Oh.
That's funny. Why? It's funny. You're the second person that has said that. Yesterday, somebody goes, oh, Duke fan. No, it's a D for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, people are going to confuse hats.
And the blue's different. I don't know what you're talking about. I would never wear Duke anything.
But you do wear that Buffalo hat that looks like a Buffalo Bills hat.
Right.
Coach, that's for Ryan Hurd. That's the Hurd. It's not even the Bills. And people are like, hey, big Bills fan, huh? No.
And here's, like, Texas Tech had that game all the way. I mean, God, they had it until, like, 5 minutes left. And they let it slip through their fingers. They were excellent games. Were they not excellent games?
Excellent games. And then, I mean, I just... The problem is, Coach, I can't stay up that late. Like, it's a commitment to stay up that late. But when you got another number one that's about to go out, you're like, I have to stay up. Well, I have to watch this.
Here's the thing. And props to Villanova, you move on. I didn't watch any of your game because I had that was the least sexy. It was boring. I don't know. I wanted Michigan to win just for another upset, but they didn't. And Villanova won, and I didn't watch a second of that game. But, hell, Houston, they are badass.
Samson's coach of the year.
No, I mean,
it's got to be, right? It's got to be Samson. Because who are these dudes?
They've lost two of their best players back in December, and they are so athletic. Defensively, they get on you, and they wreak havoc all up in your face. You got Akeem the Dream up there cheering for him. And
that was
just
cool.
They are so fun to watch. Their defense, they turn you the ball over. Arizona, you may have 2 7-footers. Houston don't care. They got athletes. They are just athletes.
Hey, man, they fought for every single bucket. Like, they fought hard for every single bucket, and they went in. I mean, it's cool to see a team try so hard and actually get rewarded by the ball going in. I mean, you see a lot of these teams are just like, oh, they're trying every single thing to get a freaking score, and they cannot buy a bucket. Man, it was cool seeing Houston last night. That was awesome.
Hakeem the Dream went to Houston, then played for the Houston Rockets?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's like he didn't have to move anywhere.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a straight Houston dude.
That's all it is.
H-Town, baby.
What was homie doing? Steph Curry. Why was he at the Bay? Because he lives there?
Yeah, that's his arena.
That's where they play their games. Yeah.
So
he's got a parking spot there, Coach.
He thought he had a game that night?
Yeah. He showed up in the locker room like, what? Like, this jersey doesn't fit. It says Holmgren. That's a little
why
too.
Why does my jersey say Holmgren and it's the size XX small but long?
Yeah, why is there a fake mustache in my locker? Are you telling me Timmy's mustache is fake?
Dude, I got,
let me ask you boys something.
I got real pissed first half when I had no rooting interest. I just wanted to watch the game.
But rooting interest.
Timmy did a little flutter in the lane and did the bird flutter, and I was like, no way. Yeah. You don't do that in a basket. That's cocky.
Oh, he does it all the time.
Well, and then he does the mustache. He didn't do it this game. He didn't do the mustache to the sky. Dude, that kind of pissed me off, and I was like, nope, screw these kids that go to this rich school. I'm like, I'm done with them. I'm absolutely over it. I'm going all
Arkansas. You're done?
What?
What did you say you're going to do? What with Arkansas?
No, I said I'm all in on Arkansas. And so I started, from that moment, I started rooting for Arkansas.
Hey, Timmy is a little cocky. I mean, if you ever watch their games, he does the mustache, he does the flutters, he does these dances. I mean, got his little headband, he thinks he's Mr. Boop, boop, boop.
They played him smart. He does the spin cycle in the lane, you just get back on him. He does the corners. You said that earlier, Eddie. I heard you telling Bones. Those little elbow jumpers, he's got that down like a science.
He didn't miss, man. He did miss a few times, but I mean, normally he just does not miss with that shot.
Yeah, he's very skilled. He is very skilled because he's not, he doesn't look overly athletic. He has to be very precise in his movements.
Right.
And he does. He knows exactly what works for him, and he did get caught in the first half with using his elbow to get around. You know, he did the hook elbow to wide open layup, and he did it in the second half, and he missed the layup, but they didn't call the foul. But, man, oh, man, great games. And, I mean, I did a second chance bracket. I entered for $10. You started the Sweet 16. I went 0-4.
That's also admitting that your first bracket was so busted that you had to reach out and put more money out on the table.
Because I only do one bracket. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did one bracket, and then you fell for the second chance bracket, and you lost that one. Coach, just give up, man.
Yeah. I mean, if there's another chance to gamble, I'm going to take a chance to gamble. I also entered a drawing where the Sweet 16, you put $20 into a hat, and they draw a team for you. My team is Purdue. So the farther Purdue goes, the more money I make.
Coach, just give me the money, Coach.
We did a family one, and right now I'm sitting, I'd say middle of the pack, but early on I was getting beat. Dads beat me, moms beat me, sisters beat me, Muffy, boomers beat me, my Bazers beat me. Well, guess what? Baser picks Tennessee because I have no idea. She's from Tennessee. And then the entire family picks Gonzaga, and they're all bashing me. Thought you had a sports podcast. Oh, I thought you had a sports show. You're supposed to be Mr. Sports Guy. Guess what? My max points, 1,000. Theirs, I mean, they're capping out at like 500, okay?
Who was your national champ?
Kansas.
Oh,
he's still in it.
That could
Ray,
be a,
listen.
Hey, that could be a jinxing problem there. But I've been I've been with them since day one.
And what have I said, Ray? You when you're in these big brackets, when there's overwhelmingly favorites, if there's an overwhelming favorite, if you pick that favorite, you have a very minuscule chance to win because you have to be perfect early because you can't catch up. If you pick a different national champ, That's really your chance to win.
It is the theory of the opposite sexuality. Excuse me. I didn't mean to say that. The theory of opposite.
What?
Oppositivity.
Yes. When people zig, yes. You zag.
No pun.
Non-zag.
No pun on the Gonzaga. No,
but you don't want to zag on Gonzaga.
No, I heard that they're now called Gonzaga.
Oh!
You got him, Coach.
That's funny.
Hey, Ray. Take that, Ray, listen Timmy. To this. Listen to this, Ray. On our bracket, on Lunchbox's family bracket,
yeah.
My 14-year-old son is in first place. Oh, and let me go all the way down to the bottom. In 29th place, you got Lunchbox, the sports penis. And in the last place, 30th, Better Box.
Where are you at, Eddie? Where are you at?
Ah, no, man. I'm. Let me see. Let me go up a little bit. 21.
Oh.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's a deep 21. One. You guys are, wow, you guys are
stacked. Yeah, we got like 32 people.
That's
yeah.
impressive. We got like five.
Oh, hold on. Let me go to the third of the last place, his cousin Andrew. Coach, you bunch of sports penises. I love it.
Yeah, well, my cousin does not claim to watch basketball. He doesn't watch basketball. He fills it out to be part of the family.
But now's the time, though. I've seen a little bit of people saying it now that everybody's bracket just busted and, oh, I don't watch a lot of college basketball. Yeah,
they always say that. Everybody said, or before the tournament, they always say, man, I don't know. This is the year I watched the least college basketball. I just don't know.
Uh-huh. I'm like, without the NFL, what have you been doing?
But
the
here's
past
the thing.
2 months?
We knew going into this tournament, I told you this is going to be a crazy. When 7 of the top 10 lost on one Saturday, the same Saturday for the first time in history, you knew going into this tournament that it was going to be bananas.
And we also knew that the experts. They have to put a team first. Do they really think that team's first? No, but according to record and stuff like that, they have to put them in first. Auburn almost gets smoked by Georgia, and you're like, okay, they're obviously not that good. Who's in first right now?
Yeah.
Nobody has any idea.
I mean, because then you could look at conference. Houston plays in a quote-unquote weak conference, but guess what? They're just damn good. Houston's just good. And
guys,
teams get hot in the tournament.
Like attractive hot.
Like sexy.
No.
Hey, did you notice yesterday lunch that the cheerleaders were not wearing masks?
I didn't notice that.
Well, yeah. I know now they're wearing boob padding.
Oh. No, they don't. Hey, they took that out. Arizona's gone.
Yeah, they're good now.
I love a good controversy.
Cheerleaders can relax now. Arizona's gone now.
Yeah.
Good. Guys, we've had every controversy you can imagine to divide people. This one, did the player touch her boob when he was exiting the arena? Like, good gosh.
Let's see the replay there, Jim.
Hey, Eddie, can you reconnect? I know you say you're not going to.
I'm not reconnecting,
Did you not hear
Coach.
The intro?
I mean, Eddie, you got to reconnect, dude. It sounds so bad.
Come on.
Oh, it takes two seconds. Right. It would just be really nice if you could reconnect.
There's people right now driving across America. They're like, man, that popping is really annoying me.
Yeah, they keep thinking they have a flat tire. They keep looking out the window going, what's going on?
Are they doing road construction here on I-80 or what is that? Man, is that my brakes or I got a major alternator issue?
All right, I'm back, boys.
No,
I'm back.
It's just the podcast popping. Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so you can just, and you got to start thinking, you can't take a West Coast team to win the national title.
Because of the time zone and the flights.
No, they haven't done it in 25 years, guys. I mean, it's been that long.
Oh, that sounds like a T-Babe stat.
The team that means that it's time.
If you have a purple jersey.
Does it mean it's time?
Yes. Because all these stats that you read, I mean, it's going to change at some point, Coach. It's just the number's crazy now because it hasn't changed in 25 years.
I don't think it's gone that long before in history. I think there's something going on. There has to be something to that.
I think I speak for everybody, though, when I say this, right? We don't want Duke winning. I mean, I know
Here's the thing, guys,
as much as I love a story, I love LeBron on ESPN. Oh, I love ESPN people. I mean, if Coach K wins it on his final year, guys, ESPN will be on their knees for the next month.
Yeah.
And I'm not
ESPN
talking about
ESPN was on their knees last night.
I'm
because
not talking about praising them. I'm talking about doing something else.
Here's what's crazy. The number one overall seed loses, right? The number one overall seed loses. Gonzaga. Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, yes. The number two overall seed eliminated in Arizona. Arizona.
Ah, Coach, did you think of that one?
I just did right now. Arizona.
Okay, but, Coach, that doesn't work as well.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
But you go to ESPN.com, and what's on the front? Duke.
Of course, and Coach like, K, his wife's on page two. You got Duke, Coach K turned around,
see,
bent
here's
over
the thing.
On page three.
Come on Saturday, I don't know who to cheer for.
Kansas, obviously.
What do you mean?
No, Kansas won't play on Saturday.
I don't know if I want to root for my own team.
No.
Look,
on Friday and Sunday, if we can make it to Sunday.
I tell you what, though. I'll be watching every minute of Kansas.
I will be, too.
Because I'd be looking like an expert to my family, to my friends, to the podcast, to Pitts, to lunch, to myself. I'll pat myself on the back, and I didn't win a dollar, but I was an expert. I was an expert!
Hey, we walk by Lunch's house. All you hear is,
no, man, no.
Oh, are you saying it's going to be Pig Suey at Arkansas?
No, see, that's what I'm saying. I don't know who to cheer for, Arkansas or Duke.
Dude, if it's Arkansas, Kansas in the finals, I mean, I'm not coming to work that entire week.
I don't think anyone's going. I think the shop is closed.
I'll lose my job.
How's it going, Bones? Good morning. How are you doing, man? Hey, Lunch, how's it going? Morning, Bones.
No.
Get the gun ready, Coach.
Here's the thing.
Dude, you could cut the tension with a knife if that happened.
What's crazy.
What you say, mother?
this is how messed up we are as a, like, as
society.
As society, as universities.
Hey, we're not going to do boneheads this week.
Sore Losers is canceled this week. You're not allowed to do it. Okay. No, this is what I mean. Like, I was going to come in here today and do Fire Him Friday, and I was going to fire Rick Barnes and Fran McCaffrey from Iowa, right? Because Rick Barnes can't get anything done.
And I remember they have families.
No, and then I look.
And a hard economy right now.
And Tennessee gives Rick Barnes a contract extension. He doesn't win anything, and they extend him. You can go out and get coaches like Eric Musselman in 2018, Sweet 16, 2020.
Eric Musselman ain't going anywhere, Coach.
No. I'm saying there's better coaches out there. You don't have to settle for just being relevant. You can go out and get a coach that can win something. And then last year and this year, Elite Eight, back-to-back years, he is a great basketball coach. There is something to be said. Rick Barnes has a tendency. He doesn't win in March. Eric Musselman, he wins in March. You can go find these coaches. But Rick Barnes loses early in the tournament every year, and we reward him with a contract extension. Tennessee, I guess you're just happy with being in the tournament. I guess that's fine for Tennessee, but it's pathetic if you're a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I like Coach, Barney.
Did you watch the Baylor head coach?
Scott Drew?
Yeah, he was doing some commentating in some, like, post-game stuff.
No, I didn't see any of that.
That's kind of funny where you pick someone, you're like, hey, usually we'd be watching you, but since you're not doing anything, can you come and say a few words?
What did he say?
I didn't really hear it, Coach. I just saw that he was on there. I'm like, that's interesting. They just called him up like, hey, you're not doing anything. Come on by.
But it's a great thing for him. It's a great platform. Why? Because then recruits see him sitting there on national TV and talking and hearing him talk. So he's basically talking to all the recruits out there in America saying, hey, giving his opinion, getting Baylor out there, getting the name. So it's very smart for him to say, absolutely, I'll be there, man. Come on. Sign me on up.
And this isn't really, guys, sorry, this isn't a pun on Grayson Allen, but is there any way that Duke trips up before the finals? Or are we looking at Duke all the way to the finals?
Have they checked all their shoes, make sure there aren't any blowouts?
I don't know. Maybe some of these players won't play. They haven't received their payments, you know?
Oh, Coach!
I know Zion.
Same thing with Kansas, Coach.
Oh, hey,
Adidas.
I want now Nasosa's out of there, man. Hey, he's at Chattanooga.
Here's what I want. I want Lunches. You're the sports genius. Really, I want to know Arkansas, what we saw. Duke, I've watched them a good amount of times. Matchup-wise, what are you thinking? Like, Duke's the favorite.
Well, Duke is even. Big. Duke is big. Every one of their guys are
Coach.
Big.
Coach. They're not talking about that.
They're tall guys. I really do think the whistles are going to go Duke's way.
You have to think
you
that.
You have to believe.
But the whistles didn't go Duke's way yesterday. I mean, it was pretty even. Like, there were bad calls all around. But I didn't see any kind of favoritism towards Duke.
And I will agree with Eddie on that. Speaking of Duke, obviously they wanted Gonzaga Duke to be this matchup.
Yeah,
they didn't want Arkansas.
Yeah, they did.
I was impressed by the refs. I thought I was going to start to see some chippy chip fouls.
No, if anything, they called him the wrong way with Chet Holmgren.
That's what I'm saying. So I kind of felt like the refs were. I thought it was going to get a little refy in the second half. It didn't, which was awesome. Like, that was a relief to watch that and just a good game.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, Duke. I mean, you guys have seen Banchero. I mean, he's going to run roughshod. But I didn't know Williams.
He just takes a name.
I had no idea the big dude for Arkansas shoots threes like that.
He normally doesn't.
Damn good at them threes, boys. But
Seen him in person, Coach. You know, I'll tell you firsthand. He normally doesn't do that. I've seen him in person.
Well, and I'm going to talk to Bones about it. I got some footage, and I'm telling him if this team does well, if something happens, this footage Eddie may know that I'm talking about. I need to release it. I have to release it.
Like, what are you talking about?
But there was footage that was taken that I was never able to post. And so I want to know if things keep going awesome, I want this footage, baby.
I got so much
stuff that I just want to pump out to the world. I got it all saved on my phone. But yeah, I got to talk to Bones about that.
Coach, some of those clips you deleted.
Okay,
good.
Is this where there was payment going on or something?
Nah, nothing like that, man.
Are you telling me I need to call the NCAA infractions? Gonzaga back in the tournament?
Dude, I want to see a player that actually does a unique NIL deal. Like, I want to see with a bag of Lay's chips on the court.
No, St. Peter's guy, the mustache.
Right,
the mustache
he's no Buffalo Wings.
That's Buffalo Wild Wings. That's pretty good.
But I want to see
cheerleader. The cheerleader that took down the ball or whatever, she got one.
For what? What'd she
you
get?
See that? She got T-shirts made, like professionally done T-shirts, like that sold a bunch that says, like, the cheerleader saved the day or some crap like that.
And people bought that crap?
Yeah.
You say nobody buys St. Peter's gear, but someone bought that crap?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Eli Manning in a St. Peter's shirt.
Was he really?
Yep.
I want to know
that
who
was
made
given
that
to him, Coach.
But I want to know who made that.
That's still somebody. It's still somebody. Got someone had to buy it to give it to him.
Ray, I think that the physical ability of both of those teams, they're pretty even.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, it's going to be a freaking shootout. And what I saw with Arkansas – heck, they were kind of cold. I remember the announcer at one point saying, oh, they're shooting 11. I mean, they're around 38%, which is low. You want to be in the 40s.
Yeah, they don't shoot very
well.
Over
the 50s.
Yeah, they're not a very good shooting team.
I mean, at times, Note was ice cold. But you know why I like that kid? He just keeps firing.
Note has no conscience. He has no memory.
Hey,
he
doesn't give up.
No.
Dude, that's how you want
JD Note doesn't know no. Like, he just shoots. Like
Note.
Note that shot. He doesn't know. Note take that shot is not in his vocabulary because he takes some horrendously bad shots.
And
horrendously bad.
One of the things you can't teach, you can maybe when they're young, is great hands. And Arkansas just seemed to come up with the ball when they needed to. They're guys for the steals, for when it's about to go out of bounds and you grab it real quick and throw it off the other guy. They had great hands, I thought.
Yeah.
What's crazy is defensively, Jalen Williams taking those charges, he's so good at it. But, man, like, they called, I think, three of them, which is big. It's a big number for a game. But, I mean, he could have had like six or seven charges, but they weren't calling him towards the end of the game anymore. And that's frustrating.
Right. And that's my thing is they called the charges for him, but then against Chet, the skinny guy, the guy that works at GameStop.
Yeah.
He is. He's Kenny from Road Trip. Anybody watch Road Trip?
No, Coach.
You're talking back in the day.
Did you watch Road Trip, Ray?
Yes, it has nudity in it. Yes.
And then
Troopers.
It helped me through the eighth grade.
No, but the real skinny guy.
The first boobs you ever saw, Coach.
They could have called, but they call the charge on one end, then they call it on Chet Holmgren. I don't know, but yes,
I agree with you. They're trying to feel out the charge because I believe Arkansas was set up and should have got a charge, and then there was no charge. And then I believe they gave one to Gonzaga, and then the refs were trying to feel it out. Like, okay, are we going with charges?
No. Yeah, like, what are we doing here? Like,
but they keep going with, like, let them play. But a charge is a charge. Like, that's part of the game, right?
And also, they put that circle there for a reason. If that guy's outside of the circle, you pretty much just always got to call that a charge.
I agree.
Because he did a damn good job to get outside of that circle.
For sure. I agree with that. And I feel like if that's his technique, if that's his strategy, you got to let him have it. Like, the charge is a charge. And I feel like after a while, they're just tired of it. They're like, all right, we're done. We're done with the charges.
I agree with that. For the sexy, for lack of a better word, for the sexual or view of it, it's not sexy to just have charge after charge after charge. So the refs are like, oh, we got to kind of stop this charging a little bit.
I did like the handshake of Coach K and the tech coach because they both look old as dirt. I mean, that tech coach, his first time being a head coach, he looks really old too. I mean,
did they have a special cool handshake or something?
No, but they. I just saw two grandpas I felt like shaking hands at midcourt, and I'm like, these guys are leading college basketball programs in the Sweet 16. Like, this is unbelievable. These two guys.
Well, you would think, coach's though, knowledge.
Age doesn't equate to being bad. I mean, they would almost have the most experience.
But I am impressed that they can relate to 18, 19, 20-year-old guys and get them to buy into a culture of college
and
basketball.
Also, like, we all have an idea of how we play. Like, Eddie, you know how you play football in high school. I don't know. That's
hell
a terrible idea. Whatever.
No,
anyways, we all
how you play baseball in the backyard.
Yes, we all have an idea. Sure. Yes, Lunch has theories on bunting, which have never changed. But think of it this way. Coach K back in the day used to just be like, get it in there to the big man.
Yes.
You drain out the shot clock. And now over 40 years, he's changed it to go for the quickest three, shoot it up,
and
bring it back.
And he used to get, only guys that are going to stay here 4 years. No one leaves Duke early.
That will go
and
Zion.
Now Coach K, hey, give me all the one and done. Give me the one and done.
I'm going
Let's
just
go.
Like
I'm
Calipari.
Going one and done.
Hey, you want to play 6 months? You're perfect for us.
Hey, you don't want to go to class? Don't worry. Come on to Duke. We'll do it. Hey, we need to pay you to come to Duke. Come on, we'll do it. Oh, are you worried about the NCAA and these payments? No, they won't do anything to us. We're Duke. We're Duke.
You know, what's got to be frustrating for them, though, is like Coach K can't yell. They don't hear him half the time because he's so old. Yeah. He's like, hey, you got to get bucked down. Forget it. They can't hear me anyway.
Yeah, and I did see some emotion from Coach K when Duke got the rebound with like 8 seconds left.
Yeah,
he
I
turned,
saw that.
He did that fist pump like,
let's go, K.
And he's going to the crowd like, let's go.
Let's go.
But I am pissed off at Arkansas, by the way.
Well, what happened?
Here's the winning call. Here it is.
Well, Fayetteville is 1,843 miles away, but the call of the Hogs can be heard all the way to San Francisco.
The call of the Hogs is heard from Bubs all the way to a pig farm in Iowa.
Because I had 2-8 on the two different boards, and they throw that long pass, and all the guy has to do is dribble it out.
No,
the
dunk, I like that at, the dunk end, at the end.
And he dunks it and costs me like $300.
I love it.
Are
I
you
love
serious?
It, Coach.
Yes. I would have got
Coach,
two
screw
squares.
You and your dumb squares. That dunk was legit.
Two different boards, Ray. I have 2-8.
If you're
and I'm that's the second time Arkansas screwed me, because the other one was New Mexico State fouls Arkansas with 0.9 seconds left, down by 4, and Arkansas goes to the line, hits the first one. There goes my square, and they miss the second one. Why not just miss the first one? Because the game's over either way. Good
Lunch,
God.
Follow me on this.
Playing
follow
squares
on this.
Is one step away from slots and the gambler number.
Yeah,
and
hey,
I'll hang up and
penny
listen.
Slots.
Hey, let me tell you, I need it. I need that number because anything wants to bet. Some guy on Facebook yesterday, he posted, anybody want to take tech? I like Duke. I'll take tech. Thanks, dude. There goes $20 out the window.
Wow, Coach.
But I really Lunchbox. Like tech, and I want Coach K out of here.
Do you think there's anything to this? Because the last number I hit was Duke and whoever they played in the second round.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Michigan State.
Michigan State. I got 8-1, I think.
Yeah.
8-1's my number. I got it. Now, this game, it was close. I think it was like, I maybe missed it by like one or something. I don't remember, but I'm like, I wonder if it has to do with the style of play. Like, why would Duke be the only two games where one I got and the other one I got really close to?
No, I think that's just a coincidence.
Okay. All right.
Because I think it could fall anyway. I mean, just if you play a fast tempo, you could score 80 points, but could you score 85 or 84? Depends how you're shooting that day. If you get fouled a lot.
It's such a freaking craps roll. It's unbelievable.
It's so fun, though. Because even if your bracket's done, whatever, at the end of the game, you're going, don't foul. Oh, foul. Oh, make that free throw. Oh, hit that three. Oh, don't hit that three. So fun.
Guys.
Hey, speaking. Oh, go ahead, Ray.
No,
sorry.
Eddie, I was just going to touch on this very quickly. You guys can laugh as much as you want, but now now that I haven't been gambling, I was thinking, how can I get back into it without actually gambling? And I came up with
squares.
An answer for myself.
Oh.
And that answer is create an algorithm. So, boys, I have been developing over the past 12 hours.
Interesting.
An algorithm that I want to be almost foolproof. I can never reveal what it goes into it, and it's not just going to be straight BS, but then I am going to, once it's shined up and it's real pretty, I'm going to sell this algorithm to our listeners.
Oh, are you going to put up shopsorelosers.com?
I am going to sell my algorithm, and it is going to hit, and it is going to win bets, and it's going to be based on science and weather and indoor conditions.
Hey, are you going to sell it? Are you going to put it for sale next to our merch table at the next convention?
Oh, man. Speaking of our next convention, guys, I don't know. I had a dream last night.
I'm still working on it.
Coach?
That we had a second Sore Losers convention. I don't know if there's any interest in that, but I had a dream about it last night.
What woman was it?
And I had a dream that we were having that we were having an open bar happy hour. And then when the happy hour is open, they open the wall.
The floodgates?
No. Oh. And we were sitting behind home plate at a baseball game at Yankee Stadium.
Well, that was definitely a dream.
I know, but it made me think, is that a sign that we are supposed to have a second Sore Losers convention, or was that me just like hoping people are interested in it? I don't know. But I had that dream last night. And during that dream, I dropped my phone and shattered the glass at the convention. I was so mad at myself. But I woke up and realized, oh, that was just a dream. But that was my whole thing last night. You guys mentioning that is really weird because I had that dream last night.
Yeah, I had a thought, and it was something about like 8 pizzas being ordered, people overpaying for beer, a lot of people losing money on the Raiders game. And I said, no, that wasn't a night dream. That was just a daydream. It was at the actual convention.
Yeah, that wasn't a dream, Coach.
People arriving in school buses.
Oh, man. Now, tonight, I mean, this guy's... Is St. Peter's, is it over?
It's over. It's been fun. The guy got a B-dubs deal.
Cute.
But, I mean, obviously the B-dubs deal, that's a jinx of the year. They're bought into themselves now. Cinderella,
what's his deal?
Cinderella,
I don't know,
has got to understand it's fairy dust. Fairy dust comes, fairy dust goes. You don't sign a BW3 deal after winning a couple games and doing a money grab. That's the worst reverse jinx luck I've ever heard of in my life.
Strike while the iron is hot.
They're going to get boat raced.
When people are interested in, you grab that money.
You want to see a big guy move that can actually put his nuts in somebody's face? It's the Purdue
Cockburn.
Big man. It's not Holmgren.
It ain't Purdue.
It ain't Cockburn.
Oh, my God. Purdue's big man cannot move.
Coach, the fairy dust is over, guys. Purdue will roll them all the way back to their one-room schoolhouse, and they live in a portal or something at St. Peter's.
Let's calm down on the upsets, though. We had all those upsets yesterday. Let's relax on those. Today, let's just keep it cool.
Eddie,
and let's let the higher seeds move on. Let's let
Kansas
roll into the Elite Eight. We don't need Providence coming out here trying to act like they're Arkansas and upset the number one seed. We don't need all that crap. We need Kansas to come. We need McCormick. We need DeJuan Harris. We need Brown. We need Ochibaji. No, LeBron's not going to be there. We need Wilson. We need them all. We need Remy Martin. We need Bill Self. His name is Remy Martin, yes.
Like the cognac?
Yes.
Oh.
Guys, Eddie, you and me both know, and Lunch, from Walt Disney World, the ride eventually ends. There's no ride that lasts forever.
We are at the end of the ride. Please exit the vehicle carefully.
To the left. No, exit the vehicle to the left. And make sure you do not leave any belongings behind.
Especially
thank
if
you
you're
and have a good day.
If you're
and
St.
thank you for
Peter's.
Visiting Walt Disney World Resorts, Orlando, Florida.
Those two guys talked over each other.
We appreciate St. Peter's for their one-day pass. Unfortunately, you didn't get the season pass. You are no longer allowed on the ride.
Kansas, you may be feeling good about your road to the Final Four, but Ray has claimed you the champion, so that is a jinx. You will not be winning.
St. Peter's, I'm sorry, your fast pass, that was only valid for...
has expired.
It was only good for one weekend. That is expired.
It is now called
the funniest thing you've said.
It is now called the genie
pass. Wait, the funniest thing I've said ever?
Ever, ever.
What?
Their fast pass has expired. That's funny, dude.
You can ride the teacups. There's never a line there. But that is not part of Magical March. It's outside of the Disney World theme park.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a great game tonight. I can't wait.
I mean, St. Peter's plus 13.5?
Okay, now that's the gambler in you.
I mean, that's a lot of points, boys.
But by you saying
I wonder what St. Peter's was. Oh, Kentucky. They had to be more against Kentucky, right?
No,
Yeah.
Easily. Probably. And also, Eddie, you just admitted you've never seen St. Peter's play. By you saying plus 12 and a half, that's just dumb gambler
13.
Logic.
I mean, 13 and a half.
Eddie has literally seen a picture of St. Peter's. He doesn't even know anybody that.
Hey.
You've seen the guy with a mustache in a beat up 3 deal.
That's all I've seen.
You've not even seen their coach?
No, but I know they play hard. I've heard people talk about that.
They all play hard. Stop with that shit. That's not true.
That's not true.
They don't play. Who didn't play hard?
Kansas has not played hard.
Oh, my God.
Man, Gonzaga, they look
play
like
hard.
They played very hard. They look like they're worn out, all of them. Timmy's red as a tomato every single game.
There was a couple times Timmy grabbed the knees. Conditioning was a little bit of an issue with Gonzaga.
Oh, interesting.
Arkansas still running, and old Timmy reaching for the air, the Powerade, and the help me.
You know who didn't play hard? Auburn.
No, they played hard.
They would have been. They
just
still
hardly
would have
played.
Been.
They only played two
true.
Games.
That's true.
I mean, they all play hard. It's just.
No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't. There are some teams that go into it being like, guys, we can chill. Let's just play our game. Let's do what we do. No, that's not what you do. You don't go into the Sweet 16 saying, let's just do what we do. Houston does not show up and they say, hey, let's just do what we do. No, man, they play their ass off and you can see it. There's no letting down. I love watching teams like that. It's great, and you can tell the difference.
Maybe it's a little morbid of me, guys, and it's a sad human part of me, but I enjoy the oh moment of a team. Gonzaga at the beginning, shooting threes. What's up? We're Gonzaga number 101. Last 30 seconds, Gonzaga, the old oh mode is pretty interesting because you see Timmy going, uh-oh. Like, Timmy wasn't rubbing the mustache and pointing to this guy. He was rubbing the mustache like, oh, we're about to leave the tournament.
Yeah, the panning of the bench when they realize it's over. I mean, that's sad because everybody's dun, dun, dun. Like, you see every player. And the winning teams, they all lock arms on the bench like, oh, we're going to do it. And then when and Eric Musselman, when he won and he's running around the court screaming, I love that kind of emotion out of a coach. I like that.
I hope they saved a little bit because quick turnaround, boys. We got a game in a day and a half.
Coach, it's funny you say save that a little bit because whenever it's like early in the game and they're like, let's go. I'm like, whoa, everybody chill. Like, relax with that energy. You're going to need that later.
If you see a guy warming up like that, like hardcore, that's never good. You're going to lose a little bit of that energy.
Exactly. That's energy you cannot get back.
Or a bad move is when you're on defense and it's coming down to it and you pound the floor. Don't ever do that because I see you get roasted a lot. Like, man, like, if you didn't pound the floor, maybe he wouldn't have just gone right by you like a traffic cone. It's pretty embarrassing.
Scientifically and physiologically speaking, when you pound the floor, your momentum is moving towards the ground. It's not moving you in a good position to create a good defensive stance.
Very true, boys. Hey, another thing, too. I don't know if you guys can help me with this question because I'm sure you all have never dunked. But do you feel ball hit your head when you dunk? Because I know the dunk looks cool, but it's got to hurt when the ball just goes right into your head every time.
I don't think you feel it. I think you got a little adrenaline
Coach,
going.
Come over here right now. If I threw a ball at your head right now, just dropped it from a foot above your head, you'd be like, hey, ow, ow.
But that's not adrenaline, me dunking a basketball flying through the sky.
Eddie, I got two for you.
Okay, Coach. That's not a basketball.
I made you smile, though. I mean, you're right, because it does hit him in the head. But that's
hard, because they're throwing it in there.
Well, I don't understand. Like, they don't jam fingers more because, I mean, they're hitting.
That's true, too.
When they're throwing a pass and they stick their finger out, I'm like, golly, how'd your finger not break? They're just tough.
Have you ever just tried to touch a rim? Sometimes when you just try to touch a rim and you actually touch it, you're like, ow, that kind of hurt a little bit.
Jam job.
Yeah, but you're not. The adrenaline is going. And, yes, Eddie, I think when you were saying play hard, because Arizona looked a little soft to me. That didn't mean they didn't play hard, but they were shook by how physical and how aggressive Houston was.
Well, and with Arizona,
Ray, go ahead.
Sucky with Arizona going out. I didn't see one of their games all year. I mean, that's a team that just went. Sadly, no idea.
Maybe by playing hard, I mean like they're not playing, like they're not going for steals. They're not trying to intercept the passes. They're not trying to like. You see teams where they're constantly trying to poke the ball free. Constantly.
Arkansas.
You watch Arkansas, they got one eye on the guy they're guarding and another one on how do I get that ball out of Timmy's hands? Like, how do I do that? Like, that's constantly trying to fight for the ball. Some of these teams, they just like, all right, one-on-one, let's go, man-on-man. And then we just go, and they play their game, and that's it. And then they get scored on. They just, like, trot on back to the other side. I see teams with more hustle, and I don't know if that's just the game plan or what, Coach, but that to me screams trying harder.
That could be part of my algorithm, more hustle.
Hey, and mark that down. It may be coming to a store near you, so our losers.
My 10-step algorithm. I'm on step one. I still need 9 more steps.
Step one
was hustle.
The team that I think hustles more. Like Arkansas and Gonzaga, I would have said Arkansas. Watching 10 minutes of that, Arkansas hustles more. So then they, in the algorithm, they would have gotten the plus on that.
Absolutely.
Bunch is into this algorithm.
Yeah.
Man, like tonight, hey, boys, tonight my last Calcata team is in. That's it. Miami and Ohio State. Not Ohio State. Iowa State.
I don't know if you even know your own team.
That's Iowa State.
That's going to be a good game. Iowa State, Miami.
I mean, so people are making money. So whoever bought Duke made money? No, not yet.
Not yet because good Duke was God. Expensive. The people making money is North Carolina. They bought it for like $20.
I think that was Scuba Steve. Houston, yeah. They made money.
Houston was for expense. It was over 100.
So I mean, really? If you picked the number one seed, you basically are reverse mortgaging your house.
Let me tell you
you're
who
on
had
government
a bad night.
Now.
Let me tell you who had a bad night. This guy named Grayson bought Gonzaga for $290. Bad night.
Wow.
Oh,
this guy God. Christian bought Arizona for $245. Bad night.
Do you know those people?
They're friends with Scions, Calcutta Mike.
Just throwing the business out there?
Who else had a bad night?
Who else had a bad night?
Well, whoever bought Michigan. Michigan had to be cheap.
$17.
So they made money already.
They're good. They're happy with their outcome. Okay. Me, I got Iowa State for $25. So if we win tonight, I get $205.
That's okay. So now I'm liking Calcutta.
No.
Now we're
but
doing it.
If they lose, Eddie lost how much money?
$20.
And they won games.
But they won two games.
And they're like
games.
An 11
seed. They won two
but it was my,
games
but it was my
seed.
Other. It was my other two teams that Dang. Lost me money.
That's
not
quite
Iowa State.
The jump. So one game, either you lose 20, you win 200. That's what Calcutta is all about. A massive jump with
yes,
one game.
Yes, or you find that massive underdog. What about UCLA? How much did they go for? They got to be
UCLA
up.
Was 100. 185, actually. Danny.
Oh, my God.
$185.
Is there anybody in your Calcutta now that's hitting up people that still have you been hit up by another person that says, hey, I'll split your winnings right
no.
now?
No.
I would hit you up and be like, I'll split your winnings
I'll
on
pay
Ohio
for
State.
Half your team right now. Yeah.
Coach, I might do that with someone.
Why not? That's what I did with lunch. We had a deal here in the studio where we did a March Madness, and I was like, dude, I don't want it all riding on the championship game. Let's just split it for 100 or something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then, you know.
But what about, okay, how much did St. Peter's go for?
St. Peter's was a group,
yeah.
And what I think they're in the East region, so it's $41.
So have they made money on St. Peter's?
Yeah. No, not yet. Not yet.
Wait,
because
hold on.
Most...
Hold on. St. Peter's won two games, and mm-hmm. they're not profitable. That's
two
the
games,
stupidest thing I've
ever
heard.
Two games, and they've...
If you
two
bet these
games, and they've won $69. They're profitable. Yeah, $69.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
I mean,
Calcutta. I'm not liking the algorithm behind Calcutta.
I mean, Ray has shifted in about 3 minutes.
Y'all need a better algorithm for a Calcutta.
I mean,
I'll
that is unbelievable
it.
That a 15 seed.
But it's part of a region, so they had other
It's part
teams.
Of a region. No,
I understand. But
so in a weird way, you can look at that as it was a $10 investment because it was four teams for and you got them for $41. So,
but if
$10.
A 15 seed wins two games and you only make $28,
Calcutta is not based on a team winning two games. It's based on
winning
a
three.
Team winning three.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Honestly, it's based on how much money you have to spend.
No, I feel like the people that I feel like the people with the biggest bankrolls do the worst in Calcutta.
You not really,
really.
Not really, because, I mean, you have a better chance of your
you
number one.
Arkansas.
Ones. Yeah. Well, Arkansas went for, how much did that go for? It's over 100.
Oh, so Bone's making some cash on that.
No, not yet.
Yes, but he's also lost a lot on other teams.
What about Duke? God, I can't believe, I mean, I said St. Peter's winning two games.
Duke went for 160.
So they're not profitable.
Arkansas for 120.
Not profitable.
I want to know how much the fat cat Mr. Calcutta is pocketing. Because the whole setup just doesn't make
no,
sense.
No, it's all distributed equally.
Interesting.
I mean, there's no profit. It's all on percentages of the whole pot.
Can we all just agree it was great we didn't do the coin flip madness?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll agree to that.
There's no doubt.
Right, did you guys even remember who won?
Yeah.
Hold on.
If Lunch remembers who won, you've lost your damn mind.
No, Coach, I might remember this too. Hold on. Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not, so I'm pulling up Instagram.
Lunchbox, can you give me four choices?
Four choices? No, uh-huh. I think it'd be too obvious.
I'm going to Sore Losers Podcast to see. So I think I know.
I wrote it down who I think it is.
It was not Wright State. No, oh my gosh, who was it? It was a super small school.
Correct.
Oh, Winthrop. No. Winthrop was our chap. No.
All right, here you go.
You ready?
Hold on.
You want me to tell you who it is?
Hold on. You want me to tell you? Audio.
You want me to tell you who I've written down, or you want me to wait?
We started 6 months ago with the Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness.
All right, who is it? Tell us real quick.
No. I wrote it down so you know. I don't want to ruin it.
Let's stand.
Hold it up, Coach.
One is about to win a national title. Will it be the Providence Friars? Or will it be the Robert Morris Colonial?
Robert Morris.
It's going to be Providence. Tails.
There it is.
Robert Morris. Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, let's end this tournament in 3, 2, 1. Oh, it missed. Tails!
Robert Morris.
Oh, my goodness. Cinderella doesn't sleep tonight, baby. Robert Morris is the national champion.
So maybe we should have seen this St. Peter's run coming, guys.
Coach called it.
Right there in front of our eyes.
What I didn't like, Lunch, that I heard in that, Providence Friars.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Hey, Lunch, you should go to the Wikipedia. Hey, go to the Robert.
We should go to the Robert Morris Wikipedia page.
And change it to National Champions last year.
In the coin flip madness.
It was actually 2020. The 2020 coin flip madness.
How did you remember that, dude?
I don't know how.
He remembers everything.
I don't know how I remember crap.
The one thing I could tell you is I knew it wasn't a major school. I knew it was some small crapper.
I don't know why I remember everything.
I know why.
Tell me why.
You don't drink as much as me and Ray.
I think Ray and I have killed
many, many, many brain cells.
Did you ever go out with me?
Coach, but you've replenished a bunch because you've slowed down tremendously.
Here's the thing.
We have killed off most of our body fighting abilities.
Here's the thing.
We are gonna die soon.
I don't remember names when I meet people unless I'm drinking.
How's it going, Titter?
I remember their names forever. But now, like, if I meet him and I...
Jeremiah,
nice to meet you. And then I forget your name.
Betty Boobs, how you doing? That's how I remember it.
But, yeah, I don't know why I remembered Robert Morris, but it just popped in my head right when you said Coin Flip Madness. I had it right here.
Man, you don't forget. Like, that time at Geno's East, man, you'll never forget.
Oh, man, which one?
There was a fight right there.
It wasn't just any fight. It was a domestic violence fight.
That's right. And your grandpa, what did he do?
No, it wasn't grandpa.
Your dad.
It was a... guy pushing a woman against the wall.
But your dad did something, right?
I'm getting there. Oh. Do you know how to tell a story? Do you jump to the end of the story first?
Coach, wrap it up. We're already an hour and a half, Coach.
When you read a book, do you just read the last page or do you read what's in between from start to finish to get to the end?
Cliff's notes.
Pictures middle.
That's a good idea. So we were leaving Geno's East in Chicago and there was a guy pushing.
Dad's here.
there was a guy.
Cubs playing tonight at Wrigley.
It's Wrigley, not Ridley.
Wrigley.
Yeah, Ridley is the wide receiver that's suspended for a year.
Harry Carey Bar, open till midnight. Come and get your goat beer.
Anyway, there was a
guy. See the river. It's green today for St. Patty's Day.
That is pretty cool how they do that. That is pretty cool.
No way it's good for the environment.
No, they do research. It kills no fish.
Coach, come on.
Anyway, there was a guy shoving a woman against the wall and yelling and putting his finger in her face. And my dad went up and broke it up. It's like, hey, what the hell do you think you're doing? And later he goes, I probably should have never done that. Because those domestic violence things turn bad real quick.
That would have been the last time you saw your dad.
Oh, you want to know another story about my dad? I never knew about this.
Your dad just starts getting...
So
bad.
My dad...
It's terrible. He turns on your dad, just starts slapping him.
When my dad was younger, he had a business repairing and remodel houses, and he had this guy that worked for him.
He still does that.
No, he doesn't do it anymore. Yeah, no. And
he sold it for $1 billion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what happened.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's sitting on his yacht right now. But the guy stole some equipment from him. So my dad drove down to his house and confronted him. Knock, knock, knock. On the trailer door. Guy comes out, and my dad's like, man, what the hell's your problem, dude? You stole some tools from me. Next thing my dad knew, he said, guy had me in a headlock and a knife to my neck. And I was like, yeah, I don't think it's worth it. I'm going to go ahead and just head on back to the house.
So what did he do? Did he tap out? Like, how did he get out of that situation?
He said, luckily the guy didn't do anything, but he was like, then I learned my lesson. Like, yeah, I'm not as bad as I thought I was.
Dude, I got a call in college one time. Crazy. I was in college, and my brother calls, and he's like, dude, me and dad just got into a bar fight. I was like, what?
Okay, yeah, okay, it is. Go ahead, tell me more.
I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, dude, it was crazy. So do you remember this guy? He used to be friends with dad. I'm like, oh, kind of. I remember. Yeah, kind of. Well, we go to this bar, and this dude's sitting there, apparently had just gotten fired. He's pissed off about something. And my dad's like, hey, remember me? And he was like, F you, I don't remember you. My dad's like, of course you remember me, man. We used to be friends or whatever. And the guy looks at me like, oh, yeah, I remember you. You were an a-hole or something. And my dad's like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, apparently this dude was like extremely drunk, didn't know what he was talking about. And so my dad started arguing with him, like, hey, why are you calling me an a-hole and all this stuff? I was like, yeah, beep you. So then my dad's like, all right, this is crazy. So my brother walks to the bathroom. And it's like one of those outdoor bathrooms, and he's taking a piss, and he hears the door open behind him. And this dude that was at the bar has a knife in his hand, and he's like, where's your dad, mother? Boop. And my brother's like, holy shit. Like, this dude's got a knife. So my brother kicks him out of the bathroom. They start wrestling. My dad finds out, like, somebody goes in the bar, goes, fight, fight. So my dad runs out, sees this dude wrestling with my brother and a knife. My dad jumps on the dude, and this guy just starts swinging the knife at both of them. So they're all kind of like, you know, one side to the other, and the dude's in the middle of the knife, like, I'm going to kill both of you guys. So then my buddy Robert, who I worked with at the time, he was there with them. He says, man.
So this is where he gets the bar stool and breaks over the guy's back.
No, my buddy Robert, he's like, I'm not BSing you, dude. Like, literally, I don't know where I learned this, but there's a pinch move that I learned that if you grab someone's belly fat and just pinch it, like, it hurts them tremendously.
What the?
I go, is this real? He's like, dude, I swear to God. So as this guy turns around and...
Hold on. In the middle of a bar fight, he's going to grab belly fat.
So he says, so as soon as I saw the guy with the knife turn around towards your dad, I jumped on his back, put my arm around his neck, and I pinched his belly fat. And it was like the loudest scream you would ever hear. The guy dropped the knife. Everybody, we all jumped on him, and we like held him down, called the cops till they got there. They arrested his ass, and we all got out of there.
Wow.
I was like, what the hell are you guys doing over there? It was crazy. And then the best part is my buddy Robert. He used to work at the news.
Yeah.
It was April Fool's Day, and he calls my mom.
And then he goes, April Fool's.
He calls my mom, and he goes, hey, is so-and-so there? And like, no, he's not here. He's not here. What about, you know, Eddie's brother? No, he's not here. He's not here. Well, tell him the cops are looking for us. It's about the bar fight. And so my mom calls my dad and my brother, like, hey, apparently cops are looking for you guys because you guys got into a bar fight or something.
Time to head for the border.
It's like, you got to be kidding me. My brother's at work. He's like, what? The cops are coming to my work? He's like, dude. And Robert had him going for the whole freaking day that the cops are going to show up at their work because they had a warrant for their arrest. That's dude, hilarious. Hilarious.
That's good.
But yeah, they got into a bar fight.
And the belly fat is what caused them to drop the knife.
Dude, he said he screamed like a lion. When you get that belly fat pinched.
I heard the same thing works when you squeeze it.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, happy Friday, guys. I hope there's no upsets tonight. Good grief.
Upset,
God. I hope all the ones are out tonight.
Please,
why are you a dick?
What do you mean?
Why are you cheering against me?
Hey, if everyone loses, if Duke loses, if Kansas loses, my son wins the whole thing. So that's all I want.
Why are you cheering against Kansas, man?
I want my son to win the whole thing.
I don't do that. No, all he needs is Villanova.
He needs Duke to lose.
Well, yeah, Villanova can beat them in the championship, right?
No, because my son only has Villanova going to the Final Four.
Oh, he doesn't have him winning at all.
Mm-mm. He had Gonzaga winning it all.
Who does he have playing in the national championship?
He has Kansas and Gonzaga.
So he can have Kansas go to the national championship.
Yes, but it won't matter if Duke wins the whole thing.
But yeah, Kansas can beat Duke in the national championship. So why the hell are you cheering against Kansas, you ass? Why the hell are you cheering against Kansas, you ass? Down.
Eddie didn't follow the bracket properly.
What are you doing? Take it back. Did. Let's go. Rock Chalk.
Chalk.
Jayhawk. Go.
I just root for a face-to-face between Arkansas and Kansas.
That's all I root for. Dude,
that'd be
go.
Great.
Inch closer every day, Mr. Bones.
I am Good so morning, nervous Bones. About tonight. Ed morning, Cooley and the Bobby. Boys are coming to town.
Morning, lunch.
Oh, come on.
Good
Let's
morning,
go.
Bones.
Let's go, Bill Self. Let's go. Coach him up. Coach him up.
Bones, why is my mic off today?
I got your post-show free show
Wednesday,
right
man.
Here, Bones.
Because it's Thursday. Man, come on. All right.
I'm telling you, dude. If it's lunch first, Bones in the finals.
It's over. I'm taking the week off.
Yeah. The next day at work. So awkward.
Woo! Gosh, it could be all over tonight, though. That's so sucks.
Good.
Oh, I
Just
hate
like
it.
That.
I love this. I love it, all but right, I boys. Hate it. All right.
Hey, we done?
Yeah, I'll see you at the golf course, man.
All right, man. See you in 30 minutes.
Man, hopefully right. it goes better than last time.
Please.
Good God.
Is brother coming?
Yeah, brother's coming. I invited K-Dog. He backed out.
Nah, he won't
Ray come. Dog, you want to go?
You invite Ray. He'll say he's going to go and won't show up.
Oh. No, I'm trying to find a match and some lighter fluid just in case Kansas loses because then I can officially throw my bracket in a pile of shit and burn it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, have a great weekend, guys. Oh,
rock
my
chalk.
Gosh.
Woo pig.
No, just rock chalk. That's all you got to worry about, baby. Rock chalk.
Go Bruins.
Okay.
Okay. Do you
what
want
you, Cali?
Hey, go Bruins.
You want UCLA or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
You want North Carolina?
Hell yeah. I love that Baycock kid.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, why not? I mean, dude, they were so bad during the season. I love that they've made it this far. Let's go.
All right.
All right, goodbye,
but
everyone.
I like that Tiger Campbell guy, too.
I do, too, but, I mean, he's really the only good player on that team.
No, Johnny Juzang, whatever. He's
know.
Really good.
I've only seen half a game.
He's really good. Why do you get me excited like you're ready to talk about it and then you're like I've only seen half a game. Okay,
Coach UCLA, like I'm like I've watched the score in the corner of the screen. I'm like oh cool great they're gonna win. I'll watch them later when they advance.
And then you never do.
And I never do.
All right. God.
All right. Goodbye everyone.
Man, come on Kansas. Come on. Let's go.
Were you serious about the sore losers in New York City?
Coach, I meant to tell you that the guy I talked to, he's like, what about Wrigley? Just telling you.